Hello, everybody, and welcome back to CJ Evolution. That stands for Criminal Justice Evolution. This is a brand new podcast for the criminal justice professional out there, hosted by me. My name is Pat Fitzgibbons, and I am a criminal justice professional working in the great state of Colorado. And this is episode 7, folks, of this brand new podcast. And I thank you for tuning in and listening to me. So today, for Monday, I want to talk about a couple things. My wife provided me with some questions regarding the job of being a police officer, and this is kind of a Q&A podcast. It is a Q&A podcast, and she provided me with some questions that she wants me to answer on this podcast, and I'd love to hear from you after this podcast, kind of your suggestions or maybe kind of some feedback and what you think. And you can respond to me at pjfitz40@gmail.com. That's pjfitz40@gmail.com. Or you can respond at patrick@cjevolution.com. And I would love to hear from you, not only about this podcast, but tips and suggestions to make this podcast better, folks. Again, this is not about me. It's not about what I do. It's all about you and providing you a good podcast and good information. So the following questions, again, are from my wife, Jennifer, my beautiful wife that I love very much, and she is the wife of a police officer. That would be me, and she has asked these 5 questions of me, and she wants me to answer them on this podcast, so I'll do my best to answer them. So let's get rocking. So the first question is, what's the hardest part of being a cop? That's a pretty broad question, but I think one of the hardest parts of being a police officer is seeing crimes committed against certain individuals, i.e., for me, it's kids and older people, you know, the elderly. I mean, it's not that the people in between, you know, other adults don't matter. It's just, for me, it's especially hard to see crimes against juveniles, minors and kids, children, like sex crimes and stuff like that. Those are always very, very difficult because I think most of us in law enforcement have kids, not all, but most. And we kind of take it personally when crimes are committed against children. Elderly, I think, is another tough crime for me. There's plenty of crimes against the elderly out there, unfortunately. And we're seeing a lot more crime, at least where I'm at. We're seeing a lot more crimes against the elderly, abuse, physical abuse, financial crimes. And the reason being is because they grew up in an era where, you know, a handshake meant everything. And nowadays with the internet and, you know, all kinds of internet crimes and internet scams out there, I think it's easier for elderly to fall prey for that because they didn't grow up with the technology that we have now. So, again, I think they're more susceptible. Not all older people, but I've seen a lot of crimes against the elderly, and that really is the hardest part for me of being a cop. And, again, not to, you know, say that, you know, crimes against people such as in their 20s or 30s or 40s are hard, but it's especially hard. And I think most law enforcement out there would agree. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think most law enforcement would agree. You know, when you see crimes or you know, things that happen against younger people, children, I think it's especially hard because we all, or a lot of us, are parents. And again, elderly, it's extremely hard because you, you know, they're elderly. They're people that have been around for a long time, obviously. And to see crimes committed against them is very hard, if you ask me. That's just my opinion. So number 2, I hope I answered that correctly, or it will suffice with an answer. So number 2, what is the greatest part of being a cop? Well, I think this is the textbook answer, and although it sounds cheesy, I really do believe this. And I think it's the sense of, you know, you're doing a good job, you're bringing justice to people who deserve justice, and locking away the bad guy or guys or girls. And, you know, the greatest part, I think the greatest satisfaction I've ever felt of being, I know this is going to sound weird, but the greatest satisfaction I get from my job is if I have to arrest somebody, and it's only happened a couple times, but if I have to arrest somebody and I put somebody in cuffs and I take them to jail and they're at some point they say thank you. And that tells me that I treated that person with respect. I might not agree with what they did, obviously, but I've treated them with respect. I did it in a way where I had good communication skills, and I did it in a way where I could avoid any kind of physical confrontation. And that is such a great feeling that, you know, in this day and age where you know, use of force is all over the news in some cases. And to get somebody into a pair of handcuffs and for them to thank you afterwards is a great feeling. I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's a job, you know, it's an accomplishment. You know, you did it in a way where you showed some respect, you showed some restraint. And again, that's always been the greatest part of for me for being a cop. And of course, helping people, not just, you know, arresting people, but helping people, really having a difference in people's lives, you know, doing that community policing, which is the mantra of modern day police work. And community policing, basically, for those of you who don't know, is having a good partnership with the community, you know, being receptive to community problems and concerns, and not necessarily locking people up, but kind of being a mediator and kind of helping with problems, you know, with the community, you know, whether, you know, school resource officers is a good example of community policing, putting officers in schools and being there, you know, listening to people, kind of mediating problems. That's community policing. So, number three, moving on. You know, what do you think the current climate of law enforcement is? And I think it's one of those things right now where the climate of law enforcement is kind of up in the air. I mean, I think there's so many different things that have happened in recent months that have kind of changed the climate, if you ask me, of law enforcement, where it's definitely different. And some of it good, some of it I don't think so good. But I think now there's definitely a climate of uncertainty within law enforcement. And again, I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing. I'm just saying that it's definitely different, where I think sometimes, you know, what has happened in recent months in the last year with the use of force and the deaths of Gardner and Mike Brown and some other people has definitely changed the climate in law enforcement. And again, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I think we've become more aware. And again, I think it's like anything. I always tell students when I teach, because I'm an instructor too on the side, is are there bad cops out there? Of course there are. But I think the overwhelming majority of police officers are good. So I think the climate right now, in my opinion, is that of uncertainty. I think it's a matter of kind of working some kinks out, some problems within law enforcement. And I think that's going to change the climate, building that trust up again with society. So I hope that answered that question. So number four, does law enforcement have any have a perception issue? Yeah, exactly. I think it goes back into the previous question, number four. I think we do have a perception issue. I mean, what is the perception of law enforcement these days? I think if you ask any citizen on the street, I don't know, maybe you'd have a mixed bag. I think some people will say, yes, police officers are heavy-handed. They're, you know, quick to use force. And I think other people are going to say, you know, we're doing a good job. So I think it really is a mixed bag. Again, that goes into what I was talking about before. Are there officers out there that are heavy-handed? Of course there are. And again, I will protect officers. But if there are bad officers out there using unreasonable amounts of force against people, then I will be the first critic of those officers. So I think the perception issue, we have a perception issue out there right now. You know, and that's obvious due to these high-profile cases that have come to light in the last year. Some of the negative publicity is warranted. Some I don't think is. So, again, it's going to take us a while to improve that image that we have. And the unfortunate thing, too, is, like I said, I think the majority of officers out there are doing the right thing. And, again, that's just me. I think the majority of officers out there are good officers. They're just going out there. They're trying to take care of families. They're trying to do a good job. But, unfortunately, there are a few bad apples out there that kind of you know, taint it for everybody else. So last question, what is the future of law enforcement? That's an interesting question. And my wife's kind of laughing at me, but I think that's an interesting question to ask. I mean, I don't know what the future of law enforcement is. I mean, I think there have been talk at some point of nationalizing the police force. I don't know if that would happen because there was about 800 and some thousand local police officers in this country, folks. And I don't know if nationalizing police force would be the answer. I think the future of law enforcement is going to be deeply rooted in community policing, getting better relationships with the community and kind of mending some of the problems that have happening that have happened along the way. And again, you can't please everybody all the time, folks. But I think, you know, we do have some perception issues, and I think it's upon us. The onus is on us as law enforcement to kind of improve that image. Again, it's just a matter of education, too. So that is it today, folks. And I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope I answered those questions. My wife is nodding at me in approval. So I think that's a good sign because she's the boss, folks. And I'm not. But I hope I did a good job with this podcast. Please send me some feedback if you get a chance at CJ or at Patrick@CJEvolution.com and PJFitz40@gmail.com. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, folks. And I will see you again, or hopefully you will tune in again on our next podcast, which will be in a few days. So I hope you have a great rest of your week, and we will talk with you soon. Bye-bye, folks.